Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Zeh, welcome Monday morning. Monday morning, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. We will begin the first word on the Amud, Hatinoikis. We're going to talk now about the Chiyuv to fast in Yom Kippur, when it's a child, how old, how much do they fast, and something that's very, very applicable to Tao, today's day and age. Right? We want to know what to do with children. Says the Mishnah, the top line of Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, Hatinoikis. Children, Imam Nasan Yom Kippur, we do not afflict them on Yom Kippur, we do not cause pain to them on Yom Kippur. We train them. Lefnei Shana, according to explanation Rashi explains as now Lefnei Shana, Lefnei is before, meaning Lefnei Shana, a year before Ishana, meaning say 2 years before. And the Gemara is going to go and explain all this. Lefnei Shanatayim, or 3 years before, Lefnei Shanatayim, a year before 2 years, Bishvil Shiyu Regilim B'mitzvahs, so they should become accustomed to the mitzvahs. So according to the Mishnah we see over here, that either 2 years before, 2 years or 3 years before their bar or bas mitzvah, respectively, we're going to be mechanech them in the mitzvahs. Says the Gemara, I understand something. Hashka Bifnei Shanatayim. Now you're going to tell me Bifnei Shanatayim, year before two, which is 3 years before. Are you going to have to tell me 2 years before Mechanech them? If you're going to tell me 3 years before when Mechanech the kids, of course 2 years before. Why are you telling me three and then two, three and also two? Of course, if 3 years before you're going to Mechanech them, of course 2 years before the Bar Ubas Mitzvah, they're going to be Mechanech them. And for the Gemara, the first tarots are the first explanation of the Mishnah. Amr Chisto, like Kasha, Habachayla, Habibari. One is talking about by a chayla, a sickly person, and one is talking about by a bari, a healthy person. So now, to say according to Rav Chisto, by, let's say, for example, a girl, okay? A girl is going to be 3 years before they're going to go and train, meaning to say 9, 10, 11, we're going to train. And Mashenkin by, this is by a girl, this is by a healthy girl, 9, 10, 11. Mashenkin by a boy would be 10 and 11 only, sorry, Mashenkin by a healthy person, by a healthy person would be 9, 10, 11. By a sickly person, by a sickly girl, it would be only be 10 and 11. So either 3 years or 2 years before, depending on if it's a chayla or if it's a bari. That is Rav Chisto's shita. Depending on chayla or bari, is it 2 years before or is it 3 years before? The Gemara is now going to bring another shita of two mandarmim that hold something else, and we're going to bring in our Mishnah, and we're going to talk about the different shitas. I'm Rav Huna. Rav Huna says something interesting. Things don't start, according to Rav Huna, 3 years before. Can be it starts 4 years before. Says Rav Huna, Ben Ches and Ben Tesh, Mechanchen Oisai L'Shois. An 8-year-old or a 9-year-old, Mechanch them for hours. Meaning to say as follows, an 8-year-old is talking about by a girl. Okay? By a girl, either 8 years old, by a healthy girl, or 9 years old by a sickly girl. We're going to mechanech them for shoyz. We're going to mechanech them for certain hours in the day they have to fast. Okay? So that's Ben Chesem and Tess. Mean to say, 2 years they start, either an 8 years old and 9 years old by a girl, by a healthy girl, she fasts partial of the day. And then 9 and 10 by a sickly girl. That is all before. Then Ben Yud Al, Mashim Midarabanan. By Yud, by 10 and by 11, they're going to be Mashim Midarabanan. Meaning to say, Yud by a healthy girl. A healthy girl will start partially 8, 9, according to Rav Huna. Then by 10, 11, 10, and for sure 11, she would be Mashim the day. She would actually have to finish the day Midarabanan. Not stop partially, she would actually have to finish the day Midarabanan. Mashim Inge by a sickly girl. A sickly girl, like we just said, would start at 9. 9 and 10, she would be fasting partially, if it's a sickly girl, and then 11, only 1 year before the bas mitzvah, she will be fasting fully midrabanan. So it's interesting over here, and this is according to Rav Huna. Rav Huna holds that there is a concept of fasting the entire day midrabanan, and Rav Huna holds by a healthy girl, we're going to do 2 and 2, partially 2 years, for 2 years, meaning 8 and 9, and then full 2 years midrabanan, 10 and 11. Mashengen by a sickly girl, it'll be 2 and 1. 2 years of partial and 1 year of full midrabanan. So Rav Huna holds up a concept that either a year before or 2 years before, we're going to go bimashlem midrabanan. And then, of course, Rav Huna says, and then, of course, by Ben Yud Beis, Mashim Adar Raisa. By Yud Beis, by 12 years old, of course, we're going to be Mashim by Adar Raisa between Nikes. This is all talking about by a girl. By a girl, will be by a healthy girl, 8, 9, partial, 10, 11, full, Mashenkin by a non-healthy by a week one, it would be 9, 10, half, and then 11, full day. This is all talking about a girl. We are, of course, the cutoff is 12. 12, she's bas mitzvah, b'deraisa. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says, Rav Nachman is not arguing, Rav Nachman is just saying the exact same thing by a boy, everything is going to be 1 year later. Rav Nachman Amar, ben tes, ben yud, mechanchen oisan l'shois, okay? 9 and 10, respectively, 9 by a healthy one, by a boy, and 10 by a non-healthy boy. Then we mechanism for shayis ben yud aleph ben yud beis mashlim with rabbanon, either 11 or 12. We mashlim with rabbanon ben yud gimel mashlim with the raisa betina. This is all talking about by a boy. So again, the same thing by a boy. Says Rav Nachman, and he's agreeing to Rav Huna. Again, like we just said, he's agreeing to Rav Huna. He's just saying the same thing by a boy. Everything is 1 year later. 9 and 10 respectively is going to be fasting is going to be fasting partially, and then 11 or 12, again, respectively, if it's healthy or not, is going to be fasting the entire day, mid-rabbanan. So meaning to say, again, it will be, by a healthy child, it will be 2 and 2, 2 partial, 2 full, and by a weak child, it will be 2 partial and 1 full day. So we see over here, very interesting, according to Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, sometimes it could potentially start 4 years before it could potentially start the whole process, and 3 years before by a chayla, either by a boy or by a girl, each one depending on its age. The girls are going to be 1 year earlier, but you can say by a chayla, things start 3 years earlier. Now, says the Gemara. Now, this is Rav Huna Shitar, Nachman Shitar, and this is Rav Huna Rav Nachman. However, Rav Yechanan Amar, Hashlama Derabanan Leka, there is no such concept as finishing the day Derabanan. Meaning to say that there's no such concept. We'll always train, we'll always do partial. However, there's no such concept as fancy a full day before your legal bar mitzvah, bar bas mitzvah Mederaisa. So, it will be as follows. According to Rav Yechanan says, no, Ben Yud, this is talking about by a girl, Ben Yud Aleph, Mechanchen Oisai, L'shois. Done. We're going to be mechanic a person, either of 10 or 11, for a certain amount of hours, then you'd bathe, mashum adar isa, by 12, and you mashum adar isa. According to Rabbi Yochanan, not only does he not hold like Rav Chista, the first sheet of the Gemara, that's going to be 2 or 3 years before, okay? He doesn't even hold, but he doesn't even hold like Rav Huna Rav Nachman. He doesn't hold like any of Ma'ad Amren. Rav Huna Rav Nachman said, things start 3 years or 4 years before you fast a full daraisa. A full day midrabanan 1 year before by a chayla, and a full year midrabanan, 2 full years midrabanan by a bari. He doesn't hold such a concept. He doesn't hold of anything starting 3 years before. Okay, he holds partially by a chayla 1 year before, partially by a bari 2 years before. Now we had just had all these shitas, and now the Gemara is going to go talk about everything. Tonight we learned an hour Mishnah. Hatinoikis ein ma'an noisan b'yom kippurim. We do not make them. We do not afflict them on Yom Kippur. Av mechanchen oisan lifnei shana v'lifnei shtayim, or mechanch them lifnei shana, which is mashma 2 years before lifnei shtayim, 3 years before. Now, I understand something. Says Gemara, v'shalom Rav Huna Rav Nachman. I understand according to Rav Huna Rav Nachman lifnei shana v'lifnei shtayim lifnei shana l'divrayan v'lifnei shtayim. We're going to go and be Mikeim. We have a way to be Mikeim the Mishnah. We'll Mikeim it by a Chayla. And by a Chayla, we'll say that 2 years before, by a Chayla, 2 years before, they start. Got to start fasting Midrabanan by 11, even a Chayla 1 year before. So 2 years before that, before the Rabbanan they can fast, we're going to start training them to do partial stuff. So we're going to start training them by a chayla by 9 years old. So 9 and 10, 2 years before 11, which is 9 and 10, you're going to be training them partial. That's all by a chayla. And which is 3 years by 3 years before the raisa, because the raisa you start at 12. So 9, 10, 11, you train them. So, and told me the raisa, you're going to have to fast the full day on 12. So the lashon of our Mishnah, fnei shana, fnei shanatayim, 2 years of fnei shana is meaning to say, we train them 2 years before their chiyav midrabanan, 2 years before their fast, they got to do midrabanan, and 3 years before the fast, they got to do their raisa. Meaning to say, 2 years before their abanan, which is 9, because you got to start fasting with their abanan by 11, and 3 years before their fasting, which their fast, that they must start with the raisa, which is 9 years old, 9, 10, and 11. They started already 3 years before. Okay, so this is all Gishmak according to Rav Huna of Nachman. However, says the Gemara, however, according to Rabbi Yechon, that's a question. Why, according to Rabbi Yechon, that's a question? We'll say as follows. As Rashi explains, they cannot be going according to Rev Hunar of Nachman, right? Rev Hunar of Nachman say, because our Mishnah says 2 years or 3 years, right? Lefneishan, which is Mashmais, is 2 years. Lefneishan time is 3 years, okay? According to Rabbi Yechon, there's no such concept. According to Rabbi Yechon, it's 1 and 2 years done. No full things, no nothing, 1 and 2 years. So it cannot be going like Rav Huna of Nachman. Also cannot be going according to Rav Chista. Rav Chista held 2 or 3 years also, right, fast partially. But Rabbi Yechon held 1 or 2 years. What's the lashon? Lifnation, a year before 1 year. Lifnation time, a year before 2 years, which is mashma 2 and 3. According to Rabbi Yechon, it's all 1 and 2. Rabbi Yechon holds there's partial fast either 1 year before or 2 years before. What is this whole lifnation, lifnation the time that the Mishnah says? Abedigmar, Amlar Rabbi Yechon. What does it mean, 1 year or 2 years? Don't read the Mishnah, lifnei shana v'lifnei shtayim, meaning to say 2 years or 3 years, lifnei, lifnei. No, read the thing, lifnei shana, before their perkon, right, before they get to the bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, before they get to that time. Lifnei shtayim, 2 years before they get to that time. Not a year plus, right? Lifnei shana, a year plus a shana. Lifnei shtayim, a year before 2 years, which is 2 and 3 years. No, 2 years before the bar mitzvah, or 1 year before the bar mitzvah, or 2 years before the bar mitzvah. No fasting fully, no starting 3 years before, 4 years before, according to Rav Yochanan. It's very, very simple. Lifnei shana, 1 year before the bar mitzvah, or the bas mitzvah. Lifnei shana, time, 2 years before the bar bas mitzvah. So that's why you'll, let's say by a girl, you'll be either 10 and 11, either 10 start fasting partially, or 11 start fasting partially, and all done. Very, very nice. No 3 years, no 4 years, no fasting the entire day. Fine. Says Gemara, Tashma, let's bring a ride to this machlekes, right? Do you start 2 years, 3 years before, 3 years, 4 years before, this starting full days, or Kontar B'yechim, which is very, very simple. 1 year, 2 years partially. Says Gemara, Tashma, Datani Rabbi Hashmol, Tinaikais, Ein Ma'an, my son, here it says Mefarish that you're going to go and not going to go and afflict them in Yom Kippur, but you can be mechanech them 1 or 2 years samoch lepirkon, towards before their pirkon, before they get to the proper time. Meaning to say, it sounds like pashut, like Rabbi Yochanan, 1 or 2 years you can mechanech them, right? Mechanech sounds like just training them, right? Start a little bit. 1 or 2 years before that perkon, done. No 2 years, 3 years before they get bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah. 1 or 2 years mechanech them. So beishlam Rabbi Yochanan nicha. It's very gishmak according to Rabbi Yochanan. It's nicha. Okay, 2 years. 2 years by a healthy person. 1 year by a chayla. Very gishmak. Elder Rav Huna of Nachman kasha. But however, according to Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, there's a question. Why? Because by chinuch, right? Right, by chinuch, according to by chinuch, they're saying chinuch starts 3 years before, 4 years before. Here it's saying, very, very smart, 1 or 2 years before. Be mechanech them, done. Right? But according to Rav Huna of Nachman, things start 3 years before or 4 years before. What are you saying? This Brisa says over here, or Rabbi Shmuel is saying, okay, samach lebirkon. It's everything starts 1 or 2 years before. None of this 3-4 years before. So El Rav Huna of Nachman Kasha Amdach Rabbanan My Chinuch Nami Dekani Hashlama. No, the Chinuch that we're saying is not Stam Chinuch. We're starting to train. We're starting to train earlier on. 8 years old, 9 years old, 3 years before, 4 years before. What are we saying? We're starting to train a year or two before the Bar Mitzvah or Bas Mitzvah. What does it have to do? This Chinuch is not the first training. The first training was already done earlier, but this Chinuch is called Hashlama. When we're saying training, we're not starting with a basic training, a few hours a day. No. This training is called Hashlama. Full thing. And meaning, Samach Leperkon means to say that, this goes according to Rav Huna of Nachman Shita. Samach Leperkon means to say, let's say by a 12-year-old, 1 year before Hashlama, Chinuch is Hashlama, and 2 years before for a Bari, which has total Hashlama. And the Chinuch that we're saying is not starting to, was not starting to train half a day, this and that. The chinuch is a full days. Okay? So that's the chinuch. Frak Yomara, really, according to the Huner of Nachman, that's chinuch. We're saying the concept of chinuch. Chinuch, the first stage was already done, you're telling me. And chinuch is hashlamo. Mikari the chinuch hashlamo. Are you telling me chinuch is called hashlamo? The Gabi Yom Kippur over here, but Tanya, Eze chinuch, what is considered chinuch? If the kid was used to eat at 2 hours into the day, we feed him at 3 hours into the day. We feed him if he usually eats by three, we feed him by four. So the chayr we see over here, that's nothing to do with Hashlama, it has to do with starting to train. How can you tell me this? Ravuna Rav Nachman, Amar Bar Ula, Tre Chinuche Havel, Havel, there are two types of chinuch, and a chinami, the chinuch that Bryce is talking about, that 3 hours, 4 hours, that's the first stage of chinuch, of a partial fast. But Mashenken, what we are talking about over here, the Tashma, or you're asking a question, that it says 1 or 2 years before, that's a separate type of chinuch, a chinuch of Hashlama. So it comes out according to Rav Huna Rav Nachman, these two types of chinuch. One is partial starts 3-4 years before, and a full chinuch, meaning there's a chinuch that talks about a full Hashlama, that would start right a year or two before. Says Gemara. Let's say the Mishnah, Obra Sheiricha, a woman that's expecting, that smelled something, and she really wants something, a food, Machil Nosei Ashtesha Nasha, we feed her until she calms down. Chayla, also a Chayla, a sickly individual, what do? Machil Nosei Alpipikin, we feed him based on the doctors, what the doctors say he needs. If there's no doctors around, we go and trust his own intuition, and we say, we're going to feed him until he says, die, until he says, enough. Says Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Ubra Shericha Basar Kodesh. If an expecting woman smelled Kodesh, something that's Kodesh, right? A Basar Kodesh that she's not allowed to eat, a Basar Chazir, or a Chas V'Shalom. But I guess if she goes and has a tie before Basar Chazir, Taifun Law, what do? We have a few steps. We'd rather not get straight out to feed her Chazir or Basar Kodesh. We have a few steps. Taifun Law Kushbi Raitev. We go and stick the ladle into the right then into the soup that's containing this basa chazir basa kodesh umanichma al piha, and we go and place it upon her mouth. We go and so basically she has a taste. We go and dip it in, place it on her mouth. So she has the taste of this basa that's asar. In the seash v'da'at mutav, if this in itself is enough to go and place it on her mouth, that's enough to go and satisfy her. Great. We actually feed her the exact soup, the soup that contains basa chazir or basa kodesh. Okay? And I guess it absorbs the tam of this meat. I want to feed her that soup. And then, if if she's going to go be sash of das, if she's going to go be calmed by this, just by the actual soup, it's good. If now we actually feed her the actual fat, the actual basa chazir, the actual basa kodesh. Because you got to do it. Why? She'en l'cha davar sha'imim v'nei g'guach nefesh chutzmei avay zara v'gil arayis v'shvichas damim. Only avay zara v'gil arayis. And shvichas damim, these are the only things that stand in front of g'guach nefesh. And if this woman is going to desire, and we say that she's in need of it, because it might be a danger, a pregnant woman that is craving something is a danger for her and the fetus to go and not give it to her. So that's why we got to give it to her. How do we know these three things, right? That says, how do we know avay zara v'gil arayis v'shvichas damim? You are not allowed to be over it, even the snake to kuach nefesh. It says in Kriyashma, b'chol nafshecha, it says you got to give love Hashem with your whole nefesh. Why do you have to tell me with all your money? Of course, if you have to give up your life for Hashem, why do you have to tell me b'chol maidecha with all your money? And it also says with all your money, why does it have to say both? To tell you. The reason why it says both, im yesh l'cha adam, if there is a person, the nebuch, the shegufa chavulav m'mayna, that his guf, his body is more chashiv to himself, he loves his body more than his money, he wants to live more than he wants to have money, l'kach nemar b'chol nafshcha. There we say the highest form of giving up your life, giving up yourself for Hashem, the thing that is most important to you, b'chol nafshcha. Im yesh l'cha adam, nebuch shem m'mayna chavivulav m'gufay, that his mom and his money is more important than his life, l'kach nemar, you gotta say the most important thing, b'chol maidecha, with all your money. So what you see up here, we see from this back and forth, the bottom line is, that you have to give up your life for Hashem. Weiter. Gila Rais Shichas Damim Minolan. Hadam no Gila Rais Shichas Damim. The Tanya, Rabbi Aymer. Rabbi says, in regards to being Ma'anes, a girl. It says, Kikasha Yakum Ishal Re'eu V'ratzchu. nefesh, when a person would get up and go and kill his friend, kena d'arazeh, this, so too naim rasa. We're comparing naim rasa to, I believe it's a naira. Yeah, it's a naira rasa. Just like a ritzeh, a person will get up and kill his friend, so too is a naira rasa. What on earth does this mean? V'chima'ein lo manu miritzeh naim rasa. What are we learning out from ritzeh to naim rasa? Ella, hareza ba'lamed v'nimtza lamad. There's a two-way drasha. It's ba'lamed. We're going to learn out something from a ritzeach, and however, Nayar Masa is going to also teach something to a ritzeach. Meaning, we're going to learn out something from a ritzeach, but we're also going to teach something about a ritzeach. Now, the first thing is we'll learn something. Not only will we gain something, we'll learn out something from a Nayar Masa to a ritzeach. Ma Nayar Masa nitan latzil benashoy. Just like a Nayar Masa, you're allowed to go and kill the person to save a person, saving the girl from getting nensa. You're allowed to go kill the person. Afritzeach, so to ritzeach, the zabazach, so to ritzeach, nitan latzil benashik, says Gillian. So to a ritzeach, you're allowed to go, and if someone's a ritzeach, you're allowed to go kill the ritzeach, kill the person that's trying to murder. So meaning you're allowed to kill the person that is trying to do the damage, trying to do either the killing or the trying to be ma'anis. So that's what we learn out from Nairam Rasa. However, Ma Ritzeach, Yahari Bal Yabar, what are we going to learn out from Ritzeach? Just like Ritzeach, Yahari Bal Yabar, Af Nairam Rasa, Yahari Bal Yabar. Just like a Ritzeach is Yahari Bal Yabar, you got to give up your life. So too, a Nairam Rasa, you got to give up a life. If you're able to get out of it, you got to give up your life. So what do we see? We're learning out from a Ritzeach that just like a Ritzeach is Yahari Bal Yabar, so too, Nairam Rasa is Yahari Bal Yabar. So now, we're going to finish up really tomorrow. The Gila Rashi Chazamim, we were seeing that to Naim Rasa that it's a Yahari Bal Yavar. But we're learning out from Ritzeach. How in and of itself do we know Ritzeach is Yahari Bal Yavar? That we'll have to wait for tomorrow to learn from the Gemara. The Gemara will teach us Mitzvah tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening, Yashar Koyach. Have a great, phenomenal, awesome day.